Ladies and gentlemen across the United States, good afternoon and welcome to the Born on the 4th of July show worldwide right here on RBN. We greet you and send blessings your way. The message is haunting. The message is startling. The message is real. Today we have as a great guest a wonderful woman and who has expressed her concern for her children and grandchildren, Virginia Brooks. We have Dr. Ott, and we are going to talk about his research. We're going to make you wise and make you smart on this issue of a pandemic, an inevitable pandemic, as you have been told by your leaders. What can you do? What should you do? No one knows for certain, but we must do something. We're going to review what a hearty band here in Utah has started here, and certainly not complete with their task. They have written, I think the written message is very important. They have written in all courteousness requesting an audience with the Lieutenant Governor, Gary Herbert, and soon to be Governor of the State of Utah. Starting in June and earlier at the pandemic onset in Mexico, a call and other calls went out to his office requesting an audience with him that we might bring information to him. And, of course, he has responded and said he is very busy. And we know there's a transition of power here coming up shortly, an acceptance and a send-off for our former governor, John Huntsman, to China as the ambassador. In case you're not aware, the ambassador to China, John Huntsman, our former governor, and now the inauguration of the lieutenant governor to the position of governor. But letters have been sent by an attorney for a small group here that spans and expands out to other organizations, not just one entity, requesting an audience with the governor of the state of Utah. And I'm hoping that that will occur. Also now, the recommendation by his office to go to the health department, and that took place last Thursday. There have been follow-up letters sent to the official of the health department, Dr. Sunval, and that was with whom they met, and an analysis and excerpts from the meeting, and certainly an acknowledgement of the meeting. And a letter in response is expected from him. Also, there is the effort to meet, and carbon copies have been sent to the Speaker of the House and also the President of the Senate. That isn't going to stop there. Until our elected folks understand the message and are not just so inundated by World Health and the pharma and the pressure from the government and the health department to do their works in administrating the vaccine. So the reason I'm going through all that phase by phase, I would like to hear from you all across the nation, all across the world, what you are doing or a group might be doing. What contacts are you making? What knowledge do you have? So I'm going to give out the telephone number, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. We shall continue with the dialogue on this pandemic for the first segment of this hour. And then the second segment, I'm going to turn the time to Virginia Brooks, and she's going to maybe talk about the health care package or whatever else she would like to bring to the audience. But because of the urgency of the hour, we are trying here on Born on the 4th of July to bring this information far and wide on the pandemic. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion. Today's Flu Readiness Report is brought to you by Nutrients 21, makers of Ultra Immunity, the world's best natural immune supplement. Today we are discussing megadosing, a practice where one ingests a large amount of a vitamin or concentrated nutrient to achieve a specific result, also known as orthomolecular therapy, a term coined by Linus Pauling. This highly controversial practice is not recommended by mainstream medical authorities. However, a number of doctors and scientists have researched and established procedures that achieve wonderful results more often than not. In the case of pandemic flu, megadosing procedures for vitamin C and D should be considered. Vitamin C and D are safe in very large amounts. There is plenty of evidence they have a profound positive effect on your natural immunity. This flu readiness update has been brought to you by UltraImmunity.com. Ultra Immunity is a supplement you can safely use with mega dosing protocols. For full details on the survival supplement, visit UltraImmunity.com. That's UltraImmunity.com. UltraImmunity.com today.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Lift up your spirits. Truth will set you free. And truth on this issue is very vital. So, Dr. Ott, we do have some callers lined up, but I'd like you to kind of set the stage here and talk about how you feel like we should proceed here in Utah or whatever else as a idea for folks and what they might listen. I know that you're giving programs all over the Internet night and day, so you might tell about your schedule or the emphasis that an individual can take to save their own life and that of their family.
Well, thanks, Jess. I'll be on the DV Kids program tomorrow night with Dr. Evangelista, who's an incredible individual who basically was employed by the FDA as a prosecutor slash investigator. He went out after people that were doing supplements and natural healing, and he just said enough, and he left, and now he's an advocate for the good guys, okay? He'll be on
very interesting
on Dr. On the DV Kids show. And then Monday from 7 till 9 p.m., from 9 till 11 Utah time, I'll be on Jeff Rance's program. We'll be having this broadcast far and wide as we go. But listen, it's really important to get back to the basics and understand what's reality here. Number one thing, this weaponized virus, I say weaponized because it came out of the Fort Detrick Research Laboratory. Over a 6-year period, it was reverse engineered from the 1918 virus segments that they got from deceased corpses they pulled out of the permafrost in Breivik, Alaska. I'll talk about going to great lengths to create a deadly disease. Well, that's what's happened. Now, the virus has been released. It's growing in waves. But okay, it's been released. That should be the end of it. Understand this, people. Listen closely. Keep your terrain of your body healthy by exercise, by getting sunshine, getting out and enjoying life, being happy. And if you do get the flu, take care of yourself. Drink lots of fluids and go to bed and rest, and it's over. That should be what should be told across these airwaves by the mainstream media. No, no, no. It's all vaccine, 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 vaccine. And a vaccine is going to kill you. I can't say any plainer than that. It has squalene in it, which is an adjuvant that has been proven in study after study after study to cause autoimmune responses that can paralyze and kill you. That's not in the typical flu vaccine, folks. Squalene has only been added in the anthrax vaccine given to certain of our Gulf War troops, Operation Desert Storm troops that came back and responsible for what we now know as Gulf War Syndrome, GWS. Done by the same people, Novartis, through Chiron Company, Chiron, that produced that squalene based anthrax vaccine back in the 90s. So they're adding it now to this vaccine without any testing and response. Plus, as we said in the last hour, attenuated live viruses. This will create a massive increase in the volatility and deadliness of this vaccine, Barbara Jean. And let me just tell you, I've been on the phone this morning with some virologists and asking them if what I feel is correct, and I've got complete stamps of approval on what I've just said, and I'm going to say it here publicly for the first time. Pregnant women and nursing mothers have a lot of antibody structures in their blood that are called interleukin and cytokine structures. When you have a live virus that hits in with that, mutations are much more rampant. Mutations occur much more often. The circulars that I've seen personally on seasonal flu vaccines, such as flu mist and others, it says right there, warning, do not give to pregnant and nursing mothers. And the reason being, the mutations could cause some side effects that are pretty nasty. Why in the world, then, do we have a rear admiral in full dress uniform coming on the world stage and saying that pregnant mothers will be in the front of the line, even ahead of first responders, if there's not going to be mutations wanted in this vaccine? See, these pregnant mothers will be carriers now of a live virus that's going to mutate into a much, much more deadly form. Right now, if this 1918 virus that's recreated goes according to the natural cycles of mutation, we may hit 3% mortality. That's very deadly. Don't get me wrong. It's very deadly. But if you go with this plan of vaccination, it could very likely see 50% mortality. That's unacceptable. Okay, it's bad enough they've released it. It's bad enough that mass murders already occurred. And we know who the culprits are. We know who they are, Barbara Jean. We know who they are. Now we need to say, okay, that's enough. Slap their hands. Put the people in jail and prison that have done this and go onwards as a nation.
Is there any interest in maybe seeing to that through legal maneuvers or actions that those who advocate, like George H.W. Bush or Kissinger or Mr. Zabinsky, that are into this idea of depopulation, as was referenced in the earlier hour, there is actually organizations that the front part looks okay, but then when you get to the back, like Virginia was telling us, their agenda is far different.
Well, we're
is there any
that,
movement?
You know, the legal system needs to be notified. They are being notified. It's up to the U.S. attorneys at this point and federal grand juries to issue indictments. And I would hope that they see the evidence and rule An indictment, Barbara Jean, is not a guilty conviction. It just means there's enough evidence to go to an arrest
check
warrant.
Check it out.
And check it out and have discovery happen on a high scale. And that's what we the people, and I say I'm a small part of we the people, but what Dr. Truelot would want to see is a trial and discovery by the people we pay taxes to enforce our safety. All right?
Well, I think there are a couple of interesting things. You know how they were tracking and everything had to be checked at the CDC, and now they're saying they're not doing that anymore? And then there's information out there about 30 to 40,000 who die every year, and that because of just the normal flu, and even that figure from the CDC is very, very questionable because they go backwards and then they assume, and so it's always an estimated. So it may not even be that many. And then the other idea that we must know, and we should put out there, there's a gentleman named Ezekiel Emmanuel, a brother to Rahm Emanuel, and he's rather in charge of all this health story. And he wrote a paper, and in January of 2009, I think about the last day of January, it is published in The Lancet. And so people go there and look, and he's actually suggesting that maybe 14 to 40 is a viable population, but the elderly and the infants maybe don't need the health care they need because they aren't as productive. I'm paraphrasing, but it is just that shocking. And so, you know, you would think somebody who recommends no health care for seniors and none for infants might be a little bit suspect. Anyway, that's just an aside. But we do have callers, Dr. Ott, and I'll bring them on. But I just wanted to see if there's any thought process going on among the group or you to maybe make some of the letters to Sebelius as a HHS person that you have actually written and asked questions of her and or any of the other written work, if those things might be made available if someone were of interest across the nation.
Oh, absolutely. They are available. We put them in. We'll put them into a packet of information, a call for action packet. And Barbara Jean, thank you so much for all the efforts you do, and your producer Dee. Dee has been a fantastic resource. She's just like an ever-ready bunny. She just keeps going and going and going.
That's right.
So yes,
great, great credit should be given.
Yes, absolutely.
So what we're saying here, if you're interested out there across America, call into RBN. Let the producer there know that you are interested in a packet of what citizens in Utah are doing. It could give you information. It could give you a plumb line on what you need to do to proceed in your area. And Virginia, does that sound like something of interest to you and your group?
Oh, yes. We'd love to have one.
Okay, so if you wanted to make the call, we'll get the address out, and there may be a nominal charge of maybe $5 to $10 for mailing, but that would help, and we'll get those out across this nation. We're going to go to Betty in Illinois. We thank you for waiting.
Thank you, Barbara Jean. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
And we may go to break here shortly. Be advised.
Okay. I've been following this with Dr. Aunt, Dr. Carly and your show, many shows. What I wanted to know is how do these people that have administered this deadly vaccine, how do they feel they're going to be able to escape the illness or the flu, the sickness themselves?
You might think of the insurance in the Congress and then that you're faced with as an option.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's just an insert there. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, it's just amazing because I mean, unless these folks have some kind of another
we'll
way.
We'll let Dr. Ott take that one on when we return from the break. You're listening to Born on the 4th of July. Remember, this is your country, Born on the 4th of July. Don't forget it.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hi, this is Tom DeWeese, inviting you to join us for the 10th Annual Freedom 21 National Conference in Oklahoma City, August 13th to 15th. Our keynote speaker is G. Edward Griffin, author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. You will also meet Chuck Baldwin, Gun Owners of America President Larry Pratt, a host of state legislators hot on the heels of the fight to preserve state sovereignty. And you will learn all the details behind the coming international ID and how the MEAC report fits in. Property rights, privacy rights, education, and the assault on natural health care, all will be discussed at Freedom 21. And John Stadmiller of RBN will be helping me co-host the event. You can register for the full conference or for just a day. We also offer a very special student rate. For more information, go to www.freedom21.org or call my office at 540-341-8915. The leaders in the fight to preserve our freedom are gathering in Oklahoma City this summer. I hope you'll join us at the Freedom 21 National Conference.
Betty in Illinois, did you have a further question or comment?
Well, I just wanted to know, how do they feel they're going to escape getting sick? Or do they have some...
The leaders, the elitists, what's their station in all of this? How will they be so freed up and not be part of the picture? Dr. Ott.
Well, you said it earlier, Barbara Jean, and it's true in this case, knowledge is power. Keep in mind that the elite of this country and the world, they know things that most people don't know, and they know how to protect themselves in a very powerful way with something that's not a vaccine, okay? Let me just give you a case in point. Back in my basketball playing days, I really thought the world of two players in particular, Magic Johnson and Larry Bird, and I'm of that era, okay? And it just tore my heart out to see Magic Johnson get the HIV and starting into the first stages of AIDS. But, you always see Magic Irvin Johnson now on TV as a sports analyst. You know, he hasn't gotten AIDS, and he's never had a problem with it anymore. And I would remind the listeners that this came on the heels of a special invite to George H.W. Bush's White House, and they had a meeting for about 20 minutes and then came out into the Rose Garden. And there in front of the press conference cameras, Magic Irvin Johnson said how wonderful it was to meet with officials and know that a cure for AIDS was right around the corner, and he was wanting to be the spokesman for this new research. I remember that press conference very well, and yet nothing ever happened. He never had became a spokesman for this new breakthrough product to reverse AIDS, but yet he seemed to have been the beneficiary of it. Now, I say this because you got to remember a virus is really nothing to be too afraid of if you understand it. It's just a microscopic cluster of amino acids and proteins. Now, there are certain things that attack that structure to the point where it breaks its outer shell down and makes these proteins and carbohydrate structures and amino acids available for the cell to eat as protein or as food. Protein is food. It can be. And I firmly believe, I have no hard empirical evidence to support this, however, but I know from logic dictates that they have these breakthroughs, and they protect themselves from anything. They can get a full viral load and shot up into their veins if they have these activators that just dissolve the viruses.
Interesting answer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, we're going to go to Ben in Texas. Thanks for joining us. Ben in Texas.
Hey.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Just barely. Speak loudly.
I'm sorry, Dr. Ott. How are you today, sir?
I'm very good, Ben. Thank you.
I wanted to briefly share a horror story about these vaccines with you. My mother was an Army nurse. And when she went to basic training at Fort Sam Houston, Texas in 1986, she was given a flu shot, and she subsequently contracted cardiomyopathy from a live virus and had an ejection fraction of 13 for 8.5 years before she had a heart transplant and then died 3 months later. My mother was basically 100% medically disabled, retired as a first lieutenant. She barely served a year in the Army Nurse Corps, and the Army admitted that this was a live virus, that it was an accident, and a whole bunch of personnel had been given this shot, and we were stationed with some folks afterwards at
Fort
Lewis.
Let me just interrupt you right here. When did this happen, this shot?
1986, and she passed away in 1995. She was only 47.
And she was stationed where?
At Fort Sam Houston, Texas, for basic training. They basically ran them through the cattle mill and gave them all the shots.
Do you have access to her medical records?
Yes, sir, I do.
Do you have the specific batch of vaccine she was given to cause that? Do you have that in your hand? If you do, you have some great ammunition there.
Well, unfortunately, you know, I've never really pursued this much because the Army at the time, you know, I was a minor at the time. I was like, you know, 12, 13 years old. But the Army basically admitted that, you know, it was the result of this flu shot, and it killed a bunch of folks. We were at Fort Lewis with some Special Forces people, young guys in really good health, you know, and they would just fall over, drop dead from cardiomyopathy from the flu
shot. It's very, very important. I mean, thank you for calling. And,
sure.
See that... It's clear in my research, and just not mine, but literally dozens of others. One in particular is a gentleman named Gary Matsumoto, and his book is called Vaccine A. Go on to his website, vaccine-a.com, and order that book, folks. Be educated. He just talks about the horrors of squalene. Now, what comes out of his research is very clear. One point in particular. Segments of the U.S. military have always been guinea pigs to see what will happen to certain vaccines. It sounds like your dear mother and others in her platoon were shot up with these attenuated live influenza viruses to see what would happen. Myocardial
infection. We'll go to break here. Absolutely. And Ben, stay with us for just a moment. We'll be right back. You're listening to Born on the 4th of July. Virginia Brooks on board.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
An important part of healing in youth involves your body's ability to create proteins at a rate faster than your body is breaking down. The process of creating proteins is orchestrated by amino acids and repair proteins, both of which become deficient in the typical person's body the older they get, so that by age 40, the rate of repair has declined enough that the effects are very noticeable to most people. Chrysalis is a liquid spray nutritional supplement that supplies the body an essential repair protein. By taking Chrysalis, you can potentially improve your overall rate of repair. This product is reported to have a profound track record of success. People frequently report deeper sleep, more energy, better mood, aches and pains going away, loss of body fat, gray hair reversing, vision improvement, and much more. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Go to learnthesecrets2youth.com. That's learnthesecrets2youth.com or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation Techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Army tanks on the roads in Illinois this very day. Military making announcements for the CDC. America, are you waking up? Do you think you like that you see? It can only go one direction if you do nothing. Maybe if you resist, activate, and become knowledgeable and speak out, maybe we can make a difference. Dr. Ott, I'm going to ask you to kind of sum up in the next 2 or 3 minutes, and you get to go have some lunch or something, and then we're going to turn to Virginia, and maybe she's got a lot of good information about health care. We might talk about that or where you might be informed or anything Virginia chooses to bring up. So, Dr. Ott.
Well, yes, there's so much to say in such a short period of time, and you've done a great job, Barbara Jean, and providing a podium for this forum. And it has to expand geometrically. I say it has to. Otherwise, we really are facing an attack here that's going to change America, flat out will. There's no doubt in my mind anymore about that. The evidence is just overwhelming. So we need
to. Someone was bringing up, I think I read this article by Catherine Austin Fitz. And she was mentioning from a point of view of the financial disaster that, if they couldn't cope or all that was going on, maybe there was an answer in all this activity, and that was their intent to have depopulation. So there's an interesting story. I recommend people to look up Catherine Austin Fitz. But I thought that was an interesting tie-in to the absolute horror of our finances and the theft of our money.
Well, I go back again to what, you know, America is the bastion of freedom in the world. And for all of our problems, for all these things that are negative, I just got to tell you, we are still great because we are good. Okay, because we understand the power of what good people can do and binding together. And that's what has to happen here, frankly. We have to turn to our elected officials and say, okay, you might have had some entangling alliances with certain big corporations in the past, but, you know, for the sake of this country, do like John F. Kennedy did, and he put away his entangling alliances, and at the very end, he stood up for the people and said to his Zionist organized crime mafioso bosses, get behind me. You're not going to run me anymore. We need more of that today and never before in our lifetime. If you're listening to this, as I'm sure you are, people there, realize who your master is. Jesus Christ is the one in charge of this. Those that are fighting against freedom and love and life, you don't win, you lose. We know your actions. It's been done before in history. It won't be successful. Now, out of all of this can come some very, very great good, Barbara Jean. We have it's two sides of a coin. We have one side of the coin that's very dark, very destructive, and the reality of that, if successful, is genocidal. On the other side, we have a chance now for the people of the world to stand up and say, no more. We're going to put this away once and for all and make a new order of the world that's full of freedom and love and light. We can do that, but we have to understand it first.
And also, I would like to suggest that your article, the latest article, is on rents.com. And those of you could go there and scroll down, startling new evidence that the swine flu pandemic is man-made. And a very brave man has his name on that article, Dr. A. Truott. So check that out. Make a copy and read it. Okay, yes. Dr. Ott, we'll check on you again tomorrow, and maybe Virginia has a question for you.
Yes, I was wondering if he would repeat the name of the book and the author he suggested we buy.
Yes, Gary Matsumoto. His website is, the book is titled vaccine-a.com is his website. The book is called Vaccine A. Must read to understand about medical experimentation. I was hoping we could talk with Ben a little bit more about his mother, but let me just...
Is Ben still with us? Ben?
He dropped. Well,
but what a sad story. That's just unbelievable. So, Ben, give us a call back. Dr. Ott will come on whenever he can. We're going to open the lines to him until America is fortified to resist. So whenever we can do this with Dr. Ott, we will. Okay, so Dr. Ott, have that lunch, and maybe we'll check in with you tomorrow. Appreciate all that you're doing night and day. Stay well, and our blessings and wishes for your family, okay?
Very good. Pleasure meeting and talking with you, Virginia. God bless.
Thank you. You too.
We'll see you now. Bye-bye.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Well, Virginia, you were sending me some interesting information about a site that has a lot of questions going on with this new health plan of our president. If you'd like to talk about some of that, I'd appreciate that.
Well, one of the things that concerns me greatly is the health care to all illegal aliens, and the Democrats refuse to take that out of the bill. Well, you know, in the first place, I don't want any reformation of our health care. I only want them to investigate and prosecute the people that are misusing Medicare and Medicaid. It's just horrible, you know, and the illegals are already getting health care. They come into our country and get everything that our own people are denied. Now, that's wrong.
And it's happening right now as we speak.
Oh, definitely. And so, you know, it's just... you need to call your congressman and talk to them. And there's a... place that you can go is www.americathinker.com. And it has about 10 questions that you need to ask your congressman when you call them. And it's
could you give that site out again, please?
It's www.americanthinker.com/print-page. I don't think you need all that. I think just americanthinker.com will bring it up. And it has four series that this guy, this Lee Carey, has written. And he's got questions that you need to call in and ask your congressman when you're calling. And so that's one of the things I have about the health care. And then also I just received from my friend in out west that a page with, I think there's 600, 700, oh, there's 1,003 pages that they've covered and what all the health care bill does. And it mandates audits of all employers and that self-insure. Mission, your health care will be rationed. A government committee will decide what treatments and benefits you get. And unlike an insurer, there will be no appeals process. The Health Choices Commissioner will decide. There's going to be a Health Commissioner Czar, mind you. Where are they getting these czars but out of Russia? You know, why do we need czars and why can't the... You know, I really believe we need to bring these things back to our state, and it needs to be taken out of the hands of government. Everything they get their hands into, they screw up. And I am a little sick of it, if you'd want the truth.
Well, to think that this health situation needs such a revamp, and it is such an enlargement of control. And I was looking at some of the edicts on certain pages of this, and they want you to apply for admission, and you could translate that to meaning rationing. And so you have to determine who are these government committees that will decide on treatments. How could that be necessary? If I were in the health industry, I would be shaking in my boots.
Yeah, some of these things that government will establish, school-based health clinics. Your kids won't have a chance. I mean, they will tell them what kind of treatment they will get. Big government core public health infrastructure includes workforce capacity, lab system, health information systems, and so forth. And I've read someplace in here that the government will take over all home care, systems for elderly, and the elderly will not be taken care of. They are just going to let us die, and the heck with us, you know?
That's kind of brutal, but it goes along with Emmanuel's suggestion in the article that I referenced earlier, and that is so frightening that it's hard to believe. Let me see if I can come up with better information where someone could access that. And it's called Principles for, listen to this, Allocation of Scarce Medical Intervention. The date of publishing, and you can jot this down, listeners, January 31, 2009, in the British medical journal called Lancet, that's C-E-T, Lancet. And this was published 11 days after Obama's inauguration. And, of course, Ezekiel has a very, very high position. And so they determined that in his verbiage of his story that infants and elderly are maybe the ones to kill earlier. And so Check that out. He called a priority curve. Have you ever thought of a priority curve for healthcare? Youngest and oldest may have to be attenuated, and there you go. How about that? And he certainly has
it's scary. It is indeed scary. And the government will have all information of our health care and what we have and, you know, all that stuff. Reserves rights to apply face-to-face certification for patient to any other health care service. Government sets guidelines for subsidizing the uninsured. Federal government will shift burden of payments to disappropriate share hospitals, DSH, to states, taxes. No DSEA hospitals will be paid unless they provide services without regard to national origin.
Linguistic services are mandated. That's page 91. And I have a page 127 here where the government shall set wages for all doctors. Do you suppose they like that?
The government
I guess we can set them in the auto industry. We'll set them in the health industry. And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, what kind of government is that?
And on page 95, the government will pay ACORN and AmeriCorps to sign up individuals for a government-run health care plan. Those eligible for Medicaid, that's on page 102, will automatically enroll. You have no choice in the matter. No company can sue the government for price fixing. No judicial review is permitted against the government monopoly. Put simply, private insurers will be crushed. See, this will put insurance agencies out of business. I mean, just think of the insurance agencies over the country and the people working for them will be out of work. Talk about cutting the workforce.
You know, it takes your breath away, doesn't it, Virginia?
It does.
And so we're going to, the taxpayer on page 65 will subsidize union, what do I have here, union relief or and their retirement funds, and they will have their own health plan. So the taxpayers will actually subsidize union retirees' health plans.
And
that's the scary part.
And it says any non-resident alien is exempted from individual taxes. Americans will pay for them.
And can you imagine if you got the voting block of a certain union and then maybe you thought you'd give it back a gift and it's written into this bill? For heaven's sakes. And then, like I say before, all manner of linguistic services are mandated. So just reading on page 91, that would tell you that they're going to give away the store to illegal immigrants and immigrants, right?
Right. And on page 241, it says, doctors, no matter what specialty you have, you'll all be paid the same. Now, is doctors going to go into the to be doctors? No way. They will be paid very little. Government sets value of doctors' time, their professional judgment, and so forth. Government mandates and controls productivity for private health care industries. Government regulates rental and purchase of power-driven wheelchairs. Oh, my.
I keep thinking that a congressperson who would read this nightmare would want to run away from it.
Well, you would think.
Not support it.
But, you know, I've been calling every day. I call my congress critters every day, and they still vote the opposite way of what I want them to. I mean, I've called them about the PASS Act. I've called them about the hate crime bill, which they put into the the defense bill and passed it. And it, you know, it's just the hate crime bill will be detrimental to you, Barbara Jean, because if it, you say anything about anybody, it's a hate crime.
I know there was an amendment at the last minute that may have eased it a bit, but it is a very, very serious moment in America that the hate crime bill has passed both houses. Now, I assume they'll be tweaking it and we'll get the final bill on that whatsoever, right?
I hope so.
I think I wondered if I could hear the music there. There we go. We'll go to break. You're listening to Born on the 4th of July.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you? Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Welcome back to the final segment of today's Born on the 4th of July, right here on RBN. We appreciate you listening out there, and we appreciate the sponsors of Born on the 4th of July. Virginia, where's this all going to take us?
Oh, I guess the Lord only knows. It's very depressing. You know, there's only two pieces of legislation that I could support, and that is Ron Paul's, I think it's 1320 audit the Fed bill, and 1146 is to get the U.S. out of the U.N. And all the rest of them have all kinds of stuff attached to them that are unconstitutional. And if they're unconstitutional, as far as I'm concerned, they are null and void. And so, you know, could I make one announcement I would like to get on before
we... Really?
On this Saturday, August the 1st, Ohio, we're having, the Patriot Alliance is having an exhibition at the State House from 11 o'clock till whenever. And at 2 o'clock, then they have a big, huge tea party that's going to be there. It starts at 2. And anyway, we have tables for $6. If anybody would like to have one and put literature out, we've got all kinds of literature, free DVDs. And anyway, they could email me at VA, as in Virginia, Reformed, R-E-F-O-R-M-S, 1, at Bright, B-R-I-G-H-T, .net. And so,
very well. And that's an exciting event. And your capital is where?
In Columbus, Ohio.
In Columbus, Ohio. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be wonderful if a million showed up?
Oh, wouldn't that be
wonderful?
That's
the kind of numbers we need, ladies and gentlemen. It's your moment to be a Minuteman.
Well, in September the 11th and 12th, I think, is in Washington, D.C., the 912ers are having a big, huge tea party there. So they're starting out in California with a big a train of buses, and they're going clear through to Washington, D.C. And so I'm hoping people will get on the 912ers and get onto that bus train coming to Washington, D.C.
Well, it's exciting. It truly is exciting. It's frightening as well. But the measure of man, the soul of America, the survival of America is right now. Don't you agree, Virginia?
Oh, most definitely. And, you know, I've never seen such a swell of people. You know, and everybody I talk to thinks the same thing. And they are very concerned about our country and the path we are taking. Obama is taking us toward fascism, communism, whatever you want to call it. And it's happening at a very rapid rate. And so if people don't get involved, I mean, you just sit at home and don't do anything, or if you aren't able to go on these marches and whatever, the protests, you know, donate something, help us some way. I mean, we are working our tushes off trying to take America back from these horrible people that are in power.
It is a timely message, and I think that's a good one. I say always, you know, if you can't be on the front line, or if you're not in the trenches, as you suggested, send the $10 or $20 that you may not miss and send it to someone who is trying, because it takes so much time to be informed, know the bills, and every one of those bills are as frightening as anything you can imagine, as you have been experiencing with your health care that we've
tried
to
help you with. Thank you so much, Barbara Jean, for having me on.
Well, do it again, Virginia. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.
God bless you.
On the 4th of July.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We'll be back tomorrow on RBN. Good afternoon.
With recent